I'll be here. So anyway, bro, let's talk about it. So I sent this on a dorky. You know that what grinds my gears? When fans always, and I know, Mike, don't worry about what people think. Mike, just keep being you. I know that. What kills me is that when you being yourself and you tell these niggas, and even though you ignore it, these fools openly say in reviews, when they talk about an artist's music, when you're just being on autopilot, you can just ignore it, but don't worry, it'll get louder. Gain a bunch of fans, it'll get louder. And he'll say, I wish Mike just listened to his fans and just make what we want to hear. You know, we want that boom bappy shit, man. Right? Let me explain something to you, my nigga. Not everyone is going to keep making the same shit. What I tell you? I go off of the model of I make what the fuck I feel like making. If I feel like making songs about driving in the whip, I'm going to make songs about driving in the fucking whip. Guess what? My favorite rapper says about driving in the fucking whip. And who is he? Currency. You got fans who are so, let me tell you somehow, you want to talk about some corny shit? You got niggas who are so corny that they actually fucking feel like if you even brag about money or getting to the money, I can't feel you. Okay, do you have a job? You ain't got to be rich. You can work a 9-to-5 and have a car, my nigga. You getting money, it ain't about big money, big dollars. It's about literally, you know, you on your grind and you're fucking making money. You ain't gotta be rich, is what I'm talking about when I say this shit. But because it's such a cliche thing to talk about, as if fans really want to hear shit that's not cliched. I'm not feeling it. I'm like, shut up. I don't care about what you don't feel. Because I have songs like, you know how why I keep making songs like that? Because one, I like making songs like that. And two, remember I made that song In The Cut? That's how it started. And then what makes it even worse, y'all fools over-exaggerate chill rap as, oh, it's sleepy time rap. Because again, today's fans are so weird to me. Y'all motherfuckers, like, and y'all obsessing with hyper energy music. There's no issue with it. But when y'all are so obsessed about it to the point where any rapper, like, here's a fucking line that I really hate. Like right now, we got a bunch of nobody rappers dissing the big three. Yeah. Cat Williams made it cool. I'm like, shut up. So you got to wait to the mainstream. Because I don't give a fuck what no one say. Cat Williams is fucking mainstream. All right. He ain't like he's mainstream. Okay. Y'all wait for the industry to tell you to fucking move. It may seem like, oh, this whole thing is fucking orchestrated. Cat Williams start calling out people, and all of a sudden niggas start like dissing in records. Didn't it make my fucking suspicion even more crazy? Remember that video where Rick Ross was dissing Drake? He's wearing, like, mind you, he is wearing the same shirt that he was wearing dissing Drake. He's hugging Drake. So how the fuck do you diss a man, make a video dissing a man, and then be cool with him? Yeah, nigga. Exactly. And you underground rappers, y'all niggas is not off the hook, because y'all niggas wouldn't even have this kind of energy if Drake, Cole, and Kendrick didn't have this fucking energy. Y'all wait to the mainstream rappers to give you the fucking, you know, influence and the motivation to do something. Y'all don't do it yourself. Nigga, I don't need a Drake beef or a fucking Kendrick beef to rap in a fucking crazy way. And I must be real with it. That's what I'm talking about, because fans are weird. Like, they want to put you in this box of being this boom bappy, vibey fucking rapper. Me, I make what the fuck I want to make. You cannot tell an artist what the fuck they can't make. You can sit there and not like it. Fine. Whatever. But at the end of the day, don't have like a little bitchy match and make like TikTok videos and YouTube videos and cry and be like, I hate when he makes songs like that. I hate when he makes songs like that. Because you can't win with these retards. Because even if you have a whole album of boom bappy shit, it's boring. You're full. Your rap style is too laid back and chill. Which, again, is fucking annoying as fucking self. Then there's one line that I really hate that all rappers do. Here, we got new rules. If you're rapping fast and saying nothing and still mumbling, here's a new rule. If you can't rap aggressive, if you're not battle tested. So if I'm on a fucking boom bappy beat, right? I'm just spitting bars. People forget, like, nigga, you ain't got to yell to be aggressive. Like, Snoop, you don't have to do that. I don't know where people's little obsession is with this yelling and screaming in microphones. Nigga, you make fun of Meek Mills for doing it. Like, how do you make fun of one person for doing it, but then sit there and, like, encourage another person to do it? It makes no sense to me. So, anyway, since I want to throw these rules, I'm going to throw some rules, too. Here's a fucking rule. If you cannot respect another artist's style and compare them to rappers that don't do that style, you're corny. This is what I mean. If you got a rapper that has a fucking chill laid-back delivery, a chill laid-back style, and you act as if that fucking style has no fan base to it, which means look at Earl Sweatshirt, look at Currency. Clearly, nigga, when I make songs about cars, you know where the influences come from. Currency. So if your ass is not fucking, if your ass is not respecting that part, then nigga, you're a cornball. Sorry, not sorry. If you think yelling, having high energy equates good music, you're an idiot. If you think rapping with a chill fucking ace, rapping on a 78 BPM beat is sleepy time music, you're a fucking retard. Because not every fucking body is yelly, screamy rhymes. Because then you're going to, like I said, y'all fans love to talk about artists. You know, it's corny when artists be fake, but you want artists to be fake. You want them to. You want them to be clones. You do. You want them to be fake. You want them to be the thing that you, like, whatever standard that you have for artists, you want whoever that you for, that you listen to fucking live up to that standard. You're not special, my nigga. That's the issue with most fans nowadays. You act like y'all that special. Nigga, you're replaceable. 1.1 million fucking people on this fucking goddamn earth. If five people say they don't fucking like my music, it can be five other people that can fucking replace you. It's like how rappers are replaceable, so are fans. Now, I'm just being real. Now, since y'all want to put up rules, here's a fucking rule. Because y'all love to hate on niggas talking about cars and making money. Like I told you, you don't have to be rich to have a car, my nigga. You don't have to fucking, like, I'm talking about, nigga, it's for the cars, my nigga. Ain't that what the fuck you dumbasses always talk about? You need to start making music for the cars. You gotta start making music that people wanna hear. So, in between the boom bappy jazzy shit, I have to make songs like that. Because if I were, I can't make anything else. I can't fucking go and make the nerdy, crazy, you know, surreal shit that I used to make back in 2018, 19, 20. You ain't gonna like that. And you're not gonna like that in the mixing. You gotta be perfect, nigga. Shut up. You like, these niggas talk to me as if I'm gonna really fucking blow up in the industry. Like, who the fuck you really talking to? Nigga, all because the fact that I'm making a particular sound don't mean it's gonna blow up, my nigga. Y'all don't blow up anything unique until the masses accepts it. We know how to fuck these niggas. You know, we know how to fuck you niggas move. Anytime an artist do anything unique and different, you call that shit trash. Off the riff. You even openly say it yourself. All because it's unique doesn't mean it is good. Which means that someone can make the most generic, by the number shit, and you will eat that shit up. So all that step out the comfort zone, be unique shit don't work. Like, niggas literally don't mind hearing rappers talk about the exact same generic shit. Because it's comfortable. Let's be real with it. But like I told you, I don't care. It's just, I just find it just, you know, very interesting. But since you want to make up new rules, I can make up rules too. If you are a rapper who have said on Twitter, who has made on social media prior before blowing up, and you talking about how you want to be on the Billboard charts, you want to blow up, you want to be a big superstar, right? And you're putting in, you're making the right connections to be that, and you're in the underground and your fans are eating your shit up, but you want to blow up, you want to be on top, you want to win Grammys, because that's what you've been saying on social media before getting a fan base. And as soon as it happens and those exact fans turn on you and call you a sellout for literally putting your plan to action, those fans are fucking corny. If you're a fucking fan that does that, you're a fucking cornball. Because you're pretty much saying, I don't care about the artist's dreams. I want you to stay underground and be cool. Fuck your goddamn dreams. You're a cornball. Y'all want to put up rules. If you are a rapper and you spit and you say some abstract shit, or you start referencing things, you start like, no, this is recent. This is what happened to me a few seconds ago. If you think that making songs about driving in the whip or any song that is for the cars is a bad thing, like there is no underground rappers that don't make cars, don't make songs for the cars or for the whip, you're a fucking retard. Because UGK has always made songs for the whip. Remember that. Niggas always, I mean, for the whip, nigga. Let's be real with it. How you expect niggas to listen, like I'm telling you. Y'all niggas be wanting artists to make music for the cars all the fucking time. But the thing about it is, y'all niggas want to act all, I don't like it. It's not hitting my soul. Fuck your soul. Because even if an artist does pour their soul in a fucking song, this goes back to what I'm talking about. Also, this too. If an artist has a, y'all want to make up rules. If an artist has a chill, laid-back tone, naturally, because no matter how much aggressively I sound, I'm still have that chill, laid-back sound. I can't help it. I'm from the West Coast. We are known for having chill, laid-back fucking tones. If you're from the South or from the West Coast, we are a chill, laid-back fucking state. And nigga, I've been living here since I was a child. I don't know any other motherfucking place besides California. Only went out of state once, that was when I was 7 years old, when I went to Mississippi. I didn't stay there long enough. So, if you're looking at a chill, vibey artist, and that's their brand, right? Because again, y'all want to talk about brands and finding your sound. This is what it is. If you're a chill, laid-back rapper, and you have a fan base that likes your shit, that is your fan base. But here's the stupid, but here's the rules. If you are a dumbass, if you are a fan or a listener who expect a chill, vibey rapper to be aggressive, you're fucking retarded. If what I mean is, if the artist is rapping with a chill, laid back tone, and your critique is, you need to rap with more different flows, you have to fucking yell, you have to make hyper pop, you have to hop on beats that are more energetic, you are a fucking retard. Because you could actually look up artists that make that kind of sound. Why are you so obsessed with niggas who have a lane to jump into a lane that they shouldn't even be in? And while we're making up rules and shit, here's another fucking rule. If your flow is simple, like, you know, like a Jay Worthy or something, because Jay Worthy doesn't use a lot of metaphors, double entendres. He's very to the point, very simple. How I made that fucking goddamn song, Mark Davis. If that's your lane, if you're a rapper that has a chill, laid back, very simple flow for a particular song, because you already knew what the song's about. It's about vibing in the car. Basically this. If you are a fan that hates vibey rap and thinks every rapper that do it is trash, you're a fucking retard. I'm going to tell you why. Because you expect the rapper to be on this high Nas level shit. Not every rapper is Nas, nigga. And there were chill rappers back in the 90s that didn't spit with the caliber of Nas, but guess what? Made dope music. You know that fucking goddamn song? You know, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a ball. That was from a West Coast rapper. That was no complex fucking song. And guess what? That is a classic song, my nigga. That's the whole point of that. Simple shit equates classic shit. You ain't gonna fucking sit there and hear a rapper with some complex lyricism be remembered for a song. That's how the industry works. That's the mentality that the underground has. So I don't hear, no. Even in the underground, you look at any music reviewer on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, you say it your fucking selves. When Cocaine told me, I was making complex lyrical shit too. And when he told me, make shit that people want to hear, that means make shit that's fucking accessible. Right? That's what it was. That's what it means. So if I sit there, right, that's what it means. It means make shit that's accessible. So if I'm over here making shit that's for the car, because everyone drives, then nigga, that's what the fuck I'm making. And I'm choosing to make this shit, because it ain't like you niggas gave me an option. I could just stay with the fucking, you know, outsider music that I've been making. But oops, I share my music everywhere. Oops, I promote my music everywhere. Oops, I put it on social media. Oops, I send it to independent radio stations. Oops, now people are critiquing my shit. Oops, now they're saying this shit is not that good because you rapping too weird. Oops, let me go and fucking make shit like majority, like, bro, the only thing I make that is accessible is weed music. And keep in mind, I don't even smoke weed. But let me make some 420 shit. You make some fucking chill in your car and your whip shit. That's some accessible fucking goddamn music. Very accessible. So I don't want to hear, and I'm going to tell you this. Here's the rules. If your ass as a fan, as a rapper, cannot respect another rapper's genre, because hip-hop has multiple genres, if you can't respect another rapper's lane, you're a fucking retard. I'm just keeping that shit a buck. You're a fucking retard. I can respect a rapper's lane. My issue is when you try to tell me to do it. I don't mind what you... I mean, I cannot... Even if I don't like your shit, I'm not going to say I hate your lane. You should change it. You will never hear me tell someone, I hate that you made this kind of music. Switch it up. You ain't going to never hear me say that. But the people who say it are fucking corny. Niggas do not respect other artists, other genres of rap. The only thing you respect is hyper shit, hyper pop, trap, drill, and everything else. But when someone does anything that is not for the clubs, that's not banging, banging, and if you're a lyrical miracle fan, he's not spitting a bunch of complex metaphors, and these fools will literally say that if when I make songs like that, they will literally say that I fell off. Even though I've been made songs like that. But no, that's what they do. They will ignore those songs. Only focus on the songs where I'm being lyrical and be like, this is you. Niggas are retarded.
Why? Because we're chilling rappers step their game up.
And this is when that whole rap is a competition shit starts to fade out. Because not every fucking rapper is a battle rapper. Every fucking rapper is, I'm finna come in and start murdering rap. Every rapper has one of those songs, but it's not how the fuck you fucking interpret it. But you got songs like that. So I'm a battle rapper? Yeah, I battle rap before when I was in high school and college. Don't mean shit, nigga.
But you got the bars. I don't give a fuck.
Even fucking Eminem makes fucking had to fucking make songs like Slap That. Keep in mind, you encouraged this nigga to make songs like that. Remember when people was going after Eminem and that 6-minute video attacking Eminem, and then they put up, oh, this is the reason why Eminem is falling off. He has a song called Slap That. Keep in mind, people didn't like that song. If he would have made it simple like that, it'd been fire. He'd been making better music. Then when he does it, guess what? We hate it. This goes back to this video that my wife showed me. This is I don't know if it's my last time speaking about it, because I'm always speaking about it. Because the more you try to mold yourself into what people want you to be, you're going to lose yourself. Y'all don't understand that. And that's why I'm telling you, society is stupid like that. If people just respected people's, like, style of music and not have it be such, not just style of music, just ideas, period, and not have to make it seem like a superior complex of, oh, you got bad taste because you don't like this fucking type of music, or you got bad taste if you don't like this kind of movie, or you have bad taste if you rap like this, then life would have been fucking goddamn pity. I mean, life would have been peachy, because people gonna like what the fuck they want to like, whether you agree or disagree. This is why I don't give a fuck about being the best rapper. So I don't give a fuck about making classics. So I don't give a fuck about rap as opposed of being the best at it. I can brag it and say it in raps. That's just entertainment. But realistically, I can give a fuck. I don't give a damn. Because based off what I'm seeing, how fans are nowadays, even if you're technical, you're still garbage. he got metaphors, he got punchlines. I don't give a fuck about that. When I seen that fucking little, like, 6-7 minutes of people hate on Eminem, and he said, I don't give a fuck about your wordplay. Come on, bro, and you go on TikTok, which I'm kind of glad that they banning that shit. This is so cringy, these dumbass kids talk about how,
I hate lyrical, miracle rap. I even rap as rap like that.
They are telling you to dumb down your shit. And then when you do it, you got lyrical, miracle fans telling you that you,
I hate when rappers make songs like that.
Man, shut your ass up. That's how you be lost. Because you're trying to please people. And then the reason why we as artists, as creators, think like this, because our dumb fans tell us to fucking care. And some fans be like, no, make what you feel. And those are the fans that you keep. You got fans who try to control you, trying to control you, because most of the time they just want you to just keep making the same shit. Because if I would have sent a boom bappy rap song, that would have been good. And even with that, nigga, it's still going to be a problem. Fuck them. Fuck them. And trust me, they act like no rapper put out a bad song ever. Nigga, Nas put out a bad album before. A lot of them. AZ, probably. And the only people who say,
my favorite rapper never misses.
It's because you're a big fan. You just like everything they fucking goddamn make. Let's be fucking real. Nigga, Tech N9ne puts out a lot of music. You don't sit there and tell me that he hasn't dropped no duds. Every rapper does that. It is what it is. And in my case, niggas just want me to make boom bappy fucking jazzy shit. Dare I make a song about driving in a fucking whip? Because since that's just a cliche thing to talk about. As if y'all niggas really hate cliches. Let's be real with it. You don't really hate cliches like that. If I made a whole fucking album talking about something completely left, you're not going to fucking like it. And the real, here's another thing, so we don't talk about rules. If you are a fan, you try to fucking push a rapper to make music that you want them to make, you're a fucking cornball. It's not for you any fucking way. Then we tell you this shit, you get upset. Why get upset about the truth? The truth is, nigga, you're not in that fan base. You can't sit on the fence. You can't, it's either you in or you out. I hate fans who sit on the fucking fence. I want them to make turned up music. And then you gotta look at the artists themselves. Do they look like the type that make that kind of music? You over telling me to do hyper pop. Do I look like it's the type to make hyper pop? I mean, if I did do that kind of music, would it sound good? No. You want niggas to do shit that's trendy despite the fact of what it might sound like. You don't even think that maybe it won't sound right. Oh, but it's trendy though, but do it. And a lot of fans think like that too. Want niggas to rap lyrical, spiritual, little fast. Nigga, not everyone is a twister, my nigga. And I noticed that y'all like fast shit all the time. If a person on YouTube fucking has a fucking video where they're talking and pacing themselves, speed it up, man. You're talking too slow. No, you're too slow. Because rapping fast is easy. I can sit there and say, and y'all will eat that shit up and call that shit fire. And you know how I know? Because I've seen a lot of fucking videos of rappers doing that shit. You call that shit fire. Unironically. That's how the fuck I know. I'm just saying, my nigga. We putting up rules. That's why I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, I just make what the fuck I feel. And then y'all want to call, and also this too, if you are a fan or a rapper and you see rappers making music for themselves, because again, you can't appease a fan no matter what you do. You will never appease a fucking fan. You can keep making the same shit over and over and over again. Guess what the fuck they supposedly want? It's gonna always be a fan that wants you to switch it up. When you switch it up, I hate that you switch it up. So all this, if you are a rapper or a fan, and a rapper makes music for themselves, and you can tell because they're not trying to be traditional, they're making what the fuck they feel, which you would think. I'm like, nigga, ain't that the fucking reason why you fuck with him in the first place? He's so unique and different because he makes what the fuck he feels. That's why. The boom bappy shit I just chose to make. Now I double down on the shit. Fuck. But like I told you, if you're a rapper or a fan, if you think that a rapper that makes music for themselves, and you sit there and you notice it, and you sit there and say, you're making music for yourself. Why are you not making music? You need to make music for, like, basically talk how industry people talk. You're a cornball for even doing that. by the way. Talking that industry talk, oh, this will never be on the charts, and that's cornball shit. You're corny for that. But you're even more corny when you sit there and get upset when an artist makes music for themselves. Nigga, it's my music, it's my art. Who the fuck are you? And then y'all wanna throw jokes, who you're making it for the artist? I'm making it for myself, nigga. And I put it on SoundCloud. If you like it, you don't. It's that simple. That's how you really gain your fans. Make what the fuck you like, what you feel, and if fans fuck with it, then people fuck with it. Those are your fans. The ones who don't are not your fans. It's that fucking simple. Yet niggas wanna try to play Build-A-Bear Workshop and try to tell you to make music like this, and then shrewdly fuck up your creative decisions and try to make it more, and the songs that are not meant for the charts, which is 99% of the songs I make, and say it needs to be for the charts. Nigga, no. And what they don't know is you gotta fucking, these niggas think that if you make poppy chart music, you're gonna be on the charts. You know you have to submit those songs, right? All because a song sounds like, which means if I fucking made a song, right, and it sounds like it's gonna be on the Billboard charts, and I submitted it, and that shit gets like, let's say, number 32 in the Billboard charts, like, let's be real with it. You know that song Look At Me by XXXTentacion? Did that sound like a fucking song that should be on the Billboard charts? No. But guess what? It was his fucking biggest song. So yeah. So all because it's not, you know, checking the box of what a hit song should be, don't mean it's not a hit song. I don't know why fans are that retarded and don't see how many a times there were songs that didn't sound like hit records became hit records. Everyone has had these stories of artists making songs that was just not even supposed to be on the charts and up being on the fucking charts. You see these fucking examples, yet still act retarded to them. Which makes no goddamn sense. But like I say, if you are a rapper or a fan, and you're telling another rapper that them making music for themselves is self-serving and it's not right, keep in mind it's their art, you're a fucking bozo. Because it's not your art. You don't snowball telling Michelangelo how to paint. Like I told you, I go off of I do what the fuck I feel energy. Okay? If I feel like making a bunch of boom bappy songs that you gonna eat a ooh real rip, that's because I felt like it. If I feel like making some conceptual storytelling song like not like Darkstalkers, I will do that. If I want to make some, you know, vibe in the whip songs, I will do that. Fuck you. I don't care about being the best rapper. It's kind of like Vegeta. When Vegeta stopped caring about being a Super Saiyan, he became a Super Saiyan. And even the homie Dunny G said it best. When you stop caring about trying to appease these dumbasses, you're going to fucking feel great. And the only reason why we feel like we have to, because they make it fucking society, especially with these fools, they make it very fucking obvious this is what the fuck they want. They can sassily say, it's your art, do what you want, but I really wish that you just start making music for people. And like I told you, this goes off the cocaine thing. When he openly told me, when I sent that fucking goddamn song, Tape Deck, this is why I hated so many songs to independent radio stations. I was fine just making the weird shit on this side. But when niggas start seeing the potential you being better and bigger and oh my God, and you're so great. There are some times I wish that, and then I became a perfectionist. I'm over here trying to make sure every flow is on point and make sure everything's on point and make sure I'm picking the right beats. I wasn't doing that shit before. I was just picking a beat I like, regardless of what the fuck it sound, and just made what the fuck I wanted. Now I'm over here trying to perfectedly put the bars and really studying the art of the rappers and going on fucking how to rap videos and how to I can do my verses like this and how to write my bars like this. All of this shit to be a great rapper for what? For nothing. Because even if you're doing it right, you're still wrong. You got kids telling me, you're sounding, it's too scripted. It sounds no shit, idiot. I write my rhymes, you retard. The fuck wrong with you niggas? You're not Jay-Z. You're not fucking goddamn Lil Wayne. You're not fucking people like Crooked Eye. And you're not, you're none of these niggas. We're none of these niggas. I would never be Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, great nigga, where I can just think of flows and rhymes off the top of the head. I need to fucking look at something to write, nigga. I'm sorry. Y'all some bozos. That's why the fuck your fucking shit be off. And niggas be like, that shit's funny, dude. Alright, keep that goofy shit over there, and I'm over here. Don't bring that goofy shit in my world. Leave that goofy shit away from me. And that's why I say what the fuck I say. Oh my, you mean? I don't give a fuck. That's why artists be having mental breakdowns now. Cause like I told you, like, but the reason why we care, because like high school, nigga, you want people, this need to be accepted. And it's kind of fucking funny how y'all niggas will say, if rappers don't want to be corny, then they should not want to be accepted. So you shouldn't care if hip hop don't accept you. But guess what? If I walked around with this attitude of, nigga, I don't give a fuck about it. If I would have said in an interview, so Mike, do you care about being the best rapper? Not really. Because what is the best rapper? And we live in an era now where even if you write good lyrics or pick dope beats, you're still trash to somebody. So what's the point? And niggas will call you trash off of how the fuck you look. Like, if somebody, okay, I seen a fucking ad on Instagram where this guy, they say, hey, this one white guy, he had like his legs crossed. So, uh-oh, he's feminine. It's funny how people say, oh, you know, it's weird. This is, I'm telling you. But anyway, I ain't gonna go into that. Cause I'm not gonna go into that. And the guy asks, what kind of music do you make? Oh, I make real hip. Basically, I make old school hip hop, you know. I'm inspired by the Mad Libs, you know, and people like MF Doom and blah blah blah. You know, little buzzwords to get real hip hop heads to like you. I don't even if someone asks me who the fuck I'm inspired by, I can't, I'm not gonna even tell you. Because even if you tell people, those are buzzwords. Right there. Those are like cliche buzzwords. If I sit there and told you, oh, I'm inspired by people like Jay Dilla and like beat-wise, because I have an ear for the beats that I pick. I'm inspired by people like Henry Ford or Harry Ford or Madlib or Dr. Dre or Primo or Alchemist and yada, 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 and Rip, you know, and all these other, you know, producers and, you know, lyric and flow-wise. I'm inspired by Snoop Dogg. I don't know why niggas get like, I wish it. Like, nigga, you don't come at Snoop like that. You don't tell Snoop to rap more aggressive. But there's too many rap men. Shut your ass. And like I told you, another rule. If you look at rap flows, like you look at clothes, you're a fucking cornball. Example, if rapping right now, rapping hype and fast is cool, keep in fucking mind, not too long ago, y'all niggas was talking about, I hate when rappers rap really, really fast. No. Like, you see what I'm talking about? It went from rapping fast and being lyrical, miracles being corny, to I wish rappers that rap slow rap fast. Like I told you, you want to switch roles. You want the rappers that rap really, 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 really fast and aggressive to rap chill. You want the chill rappers to rap really, really fast and aggressive. But y'all want niggas to get with the times. What times? You know, what are we all doing? Nothing hasn't, in nigga, even the modern shit hasn't evolved past 2018. So when I hear niggas sit there and say, another rule, if you're telling a rapper who does boom bappy rap to evolve, aka follow trends, you're a cornball. Straight up. And I don't care. Don't even try it. But like I said, it's stupid. That's why someone asked me who's your inspire. And keep in mind, it's on my Instagram who inspired my sound. I told you, Snoop, Wiz, Currency. So what the fuck you gonna fucking sell? That's exactly what the fuck you gonna hear. Since, and I think by doing that, you would think it gets people like a little idea of your sound. And I get it why I do. But I'm not doing these little dumb shit these niggas do where they try to be the best Earl Sweatshirt clone. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to sound like these niggas, but they inspired this sound that I'm doing.
So when you start complaining about, why are you rapping so slow? These are the rappers I'm inspired by. I even made a fucking TikTok, a Grinchy TikTok thing where I sat there and spoke about it. Because when niggas rap with a chill tone, which is another rule, if you think that niggas are hiding flows or they're scared of the mic because they rap with a more slower tone, you're a fucking retard. If you tell that rapper to switch up their sound for you to easily fucking like them, you're a fucking retard. That's like me telling a fucking female that I like and telling a female, hey, in order for me to date you, get a BBL in a bra lip. What the fuck you gonna say to me? Get the fuck out of my face. That's what the fuck these niggas do. These ain't just suggestions. It's not. And anytime, and also, since y'all want to put up rules, if a fucking fan or another rapper tells a rapper to switch up their sound because of their preferences, that's what the fuck you're basing off of, your preferences, nigga, you're a fucking cornball. You're a fucking idiot. Who the fuck are you to tell me? Nigga, everyone has their own fucking way of attacking the beat. Remember how back in the days when you had a bunch of rappers on a beat and everyone had their own fucking sound, their own style, their own way of approaching the fucking beat? Nowadays, you got niggas literally wanting niggas to approach. If you have four niggas on the fucking track, like, bro, prime example, that song Malibu with the Migos. You had niggas sitting over there attacking Polo G because he rapped his verse in his own unique way, and be like, man, he should have rapped like the Migos. So all this whole, I want rappers to be unique, nigga, after seeing evidence upon evidence upon evidence upon evidence upon evidence and examples of fans really wanting artists to not be like, be themselves, which is the most corniest shit on the planet, I don't want to hear shit. Period. Now, there's some fans that are cool. They fuck with your shit. They rock. But that's in a small minority. The vast majority wants you to be like everybody else. You talk industry talk. You talk like industry talk. You don't respect a nigga's fucking lane. And if there's a lane that's there, because the lane is not a popular lane and not, it's like a bottom tier level lane, like chill vibey rap. See, it's hype rap. Then there's trap rap, and way at the fucking goddamn bottom is the chill vibey rap, like the Dumb Old Genesis, all that shit. There's a fan base for that, but unfortunately, because how the algorithm works and how fans are nowadays, even old heads, since we're up and down, we want real rap, because even they adapted to this fucking shit. They adapted to it. All lyrical rappers sound boring, and if you're not yelling or rapping fast or doing anything like that, niggas ain't fucking with you. This is why I don't give a fuck about being the best rapper. So I don't give a fuck. I can make some boom bappy shit with a nice hook and rap and flow well and get all the praises that I got, all the praises. That don't mean shit. Even the hate don't mean shit. It don't mean nothing. I'm numb to it. That's how motherfuckers get lost. And if I was mainstream, I'd be like Kanye, have a whole mental breakdown. Hell, you say it yourself, talent don't mean shit. And that's why you got a whole bunch of niggas blown off of fucking personality and hype. And yet you want niggas and yet you got niggas who got talent, whatever. Hell, y'all niggas think having charisma is talent. Nigga, my cat has charisma. Shit. If you put my cat around a bunch of people that like cats, my daughter has charisma. Shit, fuck we talking about? Like, nigga, I ain't got no time. Like, but Mike, that's why I'm done. So if I'm gonna be in a dump, I guess because in my mind I wanna be top. But on top. But again, y'all like to fucking put batteries in niggas' bags. Oh, you like Kendrick Lamar. Well, stop comparing me to Kendrick Lamar. Here's another rule. If you have a fan base that loves you, because fans are going to always put you on a top pedestal. And if you got fans that love you and say that you're a top five, say that you're the greatest, and you have another retard that does not like your music, don't even see you as why the fans, your fans, because again, they don't see you how your fans see you.
and they don't understand why. Because in their minds, you're mid at best. You're mid at best. You're not that great. And then your fans are hyping you and calling you the top five, the most underrated, the best rapper. And because that's a repeated theme, knowing that you're making the type of music that you're making, in my case, chill, laid-back, monotone rap. Oh, it's worse. It's way worse. And then they'll sit there and say shit like, man, I don't see why people even like this guy. He raps with a monotone delivery. He got good beats, but he isn't fucking even... He raps with a monotone delivery as if, Earl... That's one of the most retarded things about fans. Y'all keep throwing that fucking shit around and forget the fact that there are rappers that rap with that tone that got a fucking fan base. How the hell is Currency doing shows and making money if he's monotone and chill and he fucking raps, you retards? Oh, wait. Also a rule. If you fucking sit there and compare an artist to another artist or try to play Build-A-Bear Workshop as one retard and said, oh, I see you as an artist that tries different styles and blah, 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 you're a fucking cornball. Anytime when any fan tells or any rapper tells another rapper or a tells any rapper how to make their music and tell them to switch and change them and tell them to do anything out of their fucking goddamn comfort zone, you are a cornball. And the reason why I say that, because when they step out their comfort zone, you don't fully respect when they do it. Let's keep that shit a buck. You don't. Y'all wait till decades and be like, oh man, shut your asses up. If you didn't get it the first, if you didn't, like, I'll tell you this, if y'all want to throw up fucking, like, time, I'll give you this. Let's just try this new rule. I'll give you this. From now on, if y'all want to start making rules, here's my rule. If you are an artist and you do some experimental shit because a fan kept telling you to step out your comfort zone, if you hate that album Within arrival because you kept complaining about rappers, this is why I keep telling people, fuck the fans that do that shit. You need sometimes your own core fan. I've been listening to you since the Da Piff days, and they still think with this bullshit. If the artist drops an album, and that's his experimental album, and if that motherfucker gets a lot of hate, like in real time, okay, because they don't understand it, because it's always, I don't understand it. Ain't no, it's because it's trash. It's because you don't understand it, nigga. Let's be real with it. Why the fuck you think people don't like certain school subjects? They don't fucking get it. Why the fuck do you think most people who don't like math, or people who hate math, or people who 9 out of 10 times, they don't get and understand math? There's people who are good at math but hate math, but that's a small minority. This vast majority of people who don't like a subject because they don't fucking get it. It's just like music. So I'm going to tell you this. In real time, if you hate a fucking goddamn rap album, and I'm going to give you until a couple of fucking weeks, or a couple, like even, I'll be fair, a month until you completely... understand what an artist is going for. If you still don't get it after a month, you can't wait decades later and finally get it. Because it didn't take me a long time to get what MF Doom Food was. It didn't take me a long time to get Dr. Octagon. It didn't take me a long time to fucking understand Edon. It didn't take me a long time for none of that shit. I instantly got it. When I heard Deltron 303030, I instantly got what the fuck he was doing. It didn't take me no decades for me to understand it. When Eminem came out with Relapse, I knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. It didn't take no hate train because he was doing the accents and blah, blah. Man, fuck out of here. Y'all be wanting artists to step out the comfort zone. That's still another rule out there, too. So y'all want to put up rules. If you tell an artist, if an artist is trying to do some experimental shit with their flows, their cadences and their beat selections, because they've been told multiple times by fans to switch up their sound, well, they didn't even need to switch it up, because you already know when they do it, you hate it anyway, and they do it and you hate it even though they do it, you're a fucking retard. Because that's like saying to or this, if an artist chooses, not by fans, chooses themselves to switch up their sound, and you don't, and you, let's say for example, the artist was doing drugs, right? And he became sober and started making music with a clear head. If you as a fan, I'm gonna fuck with your fan stash rapper, tell that rapper that he needs to go back on drugs, I'm gonna assume that you are a druggie, or you just wanna just see, or you just wanna see a dead body. Cause drugs kill people. Cause Eminem literally almost died. That just shows you how much fans don't even care about the artist. Like, this man almost died on a drug overdose. And you hear people, I wish you, I hate to say it, but rappers musicians make better music when they're on drugs. Yeah, and they die too. But that's the thing. Niggas want you to die before your prime, so you can go out with a blazer glory. But at the same time, like, for real, people say shit like that. Like Kurt Cobain, are you gonna sit there and tell me there's some people that probably think, damn, if Kurt Cobain was here, Nevada would have been still making music. But however, their music would have been mid. It would have been trash. Like, fans really like when, if you were a great, great artist, like a Kurt Cobain or a Bob Marley, they don't want to see you. They don't want to see a what if with you. When you die right there, that's your legacy. As long as you die making great music. But then what was the whole point back in fucking 07 talking about with them dumbass, corny-ass Tupac memes? I'm a Tupac fan. Those memes were fucking corny as fuck. Talking about if it would be a picture of Tupac, if I was still around, Lil Wayne would have working at McDonald's, forgetting the fact that Lil Wayne started rapping in 1992. Lil Wayne started rapping in 1992. A simple Google search would have fucking showed you that. Nigga been rapping for a long time. Tupac was still around at that time. Even back then, thought that whole, I'm gonna go and save hip hop was fucking corny. And it's funny how it took decades for people to see how corny that shit was. And it's kind of funny because even they are looking corny. By telling niggas to, it's like, I don't know, man. When it comes down to fans and rap fans nowadays, like I said in my older podcast, they're predictable and yet unpredictable in the same sentence. So it's just fucking, that's why it just kills the whole point of why are we trying to make music to appease people that don't know what the fuck they want to hear. Half the fucking time, they don't even like a new anything. If it ain't something that is what they've known, if they're used to listening to, what's the fucking point? You're wasting your time trying to fucking appease the people. This is why I don't like that whole make music that people want to hear bullshit. Because let's be real, I'm making a song about driving a whip who don't have a fucking car. And then they sit there and say, man, I don't like that kind of music. That shit's ass. I don't know why you're making that kind of music, man. Come on, like, shut your ass up. It's like, talk to your fans. I don't care. Y'all like little fucking goddamn spoiled kids. Grown-ass adults. Nigga, I don't think like that about artists, man. Get yourself some fucking dignity. Ain't no fucking way in hell I'm gonna sit there and have an emotional fucking goddamn panic attack because an artist that I like does something that I don't fucking like. I don't see her fucking album and shit. If I don't like the shit, I'll just skip it. It's that simple. What's the point of going on TikTok? What's the point of even making a whole spectacle about it? Because I put you on a pedestal. Here's the thing. I don't put not one artist I like on a pedestal. I just don't. I don't even know why y'all do it. You don't even know me like that. Then when I do make the music that's there, you got to look at other people that's not going to like what the fuck I do. People calling Big L overrated. That's funny. That also proves my point. Like, niggas, like, when I start seeing these kids on TikTok making fun of lyrical rappers and all of that shit and all that jazz, it makes me really not care. Like, it makes me just write it for you. So when I do make complex lyrical shit or songs like Darkstalkers, I do it for me. And I don't know why fans and other rappers call it self-serving when, nigga, it's what we like, it's what we want to make. Nigga, who the fuck are you? Like when young Lean made that song, like, bitches come and go, he did that for fun and gained a fan base for it. I don't know why fans want to act like we just come up talking about what y'all want to hear. Okay, I'm gonna make that too. That's not how it works. You upload some shit on SoundCloud, you upload some songs on fucking whatever the fuck, and then some people start fucking with those with your fans. It's not that hard. And yet you got niggas who sit there and expect others, like, man, shut that shit up. That's why rap is fucked up now. Because you got too many hands in the fucking cookie jar. And then when someone has any lick of potential, niggas will sit there and try to fucking fuck them over and tell them to do shit that they should not be doing, because they put them on these high pedestals and compare them to rappers that they don't even remotely stack up to. Nigga, I've been compared to Kendrick Lamar 3 fucking times. There is no way in hell you're thinking I'm on the same fucking level as Kendrick. And I even was compared to Under 3000. Nigga, fuck you. I'm like fucking Wiz Khalifa at best. Dumbo, I'm like at least Dumbo at best, nigga. Stop comparing me to niggas I can't touch. You don't believe. It's not about not believing. It's about being real with your fucking self, which people seem to not fucking do. And I gotta fucking stop them niggas pump that shit in my head. Hence why I'm always, man, when niggas talk shit about, man, no, let them talk. Because in the fucking day, you're not him. You're him to your fans, not him to niggas outside of that. Let's keep that shit funky. That's why people need to stop fucking comparing me to niggas I can't touch. I already told you on TikTok who inspired me, nigga. Snoop, Currency, Wiz. If you want to talk about some lyrical shit, we can say Master Ace, and we can talk about Rock Marciano, Ka, and every rapper in that lane, J Worthy. Every rapper in that lane inspires me, nigga. So therefore, lying, them rappers will never be no top 5 discussion, because those kind of lyricists will never be respected in hip-hop like that, because they're not as dynamic like that. They only respect it in their own fucking core fucking fan bases, and it is what it is. But then y'all want to put that shit in people's faces like it's whenever we win a Grammy and all this other bullshit. Who cares, my nigga? Most niggas are not meant to make Grammy award winning music, and y'all niggas look like a bunch of cornballs thinking that niggas should be making those kind of fucking songs, knowing damn well they're not like that. And about not having no confidence is about the truth. Truth is, niggas like me aren't meant to make hits, will never make hits. So even adding a pre-chorus and all of this shit, nigga, fuck that. Y'all be expecting every time someone uploads a semi song to an independent radio station, the first thing fly out your fucking faces is, I wish it was a hit. This could have been a hit. Shut up. Y'all sound corny every time y'all say that shit, too. Like, shut the fuck up. Like a bunch of cornballs. That's the definition of the word corny right there. You take yourself too seriously. Man, please. Let me fucking keep making songs like Anime Girls and fucking and Mystery Machine now and see what the fuck happens. It ain't like y'all motherfucking niggas even fucking appreciate when niggas let loose and have fun. I just made a simple song about driving a fucking whip and niggas like, this doesn't impress me. Man, shut up. You ain't never impressed. Shut up. Me on some fucking street lyrical shit. Yes, that's the mice that I know. Man, shut up. Y'all motherfuckers even demand artists to listen. This is why we care, because y'all niggas care. Y'all, I've seen fans DM artists, coming on artists' pages, demanding them to say, hey, I know that you like making your own music. I know that you like motherfucking, doing your own thing, but you gotta listen to your fans. You openly say this. Listen to the critics. Listen, it's like, nigga, why would I listen to you? You do not have my vision. That's why niggas be lost, because they listen to what people tell them. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't need that special friend. You're not even a friend of mine. You know that special friend that tells you, nigga, fuck you. Let me be that one special friend that tells you, nigga, you're not a special friend. You need to just move the fuck around. Nigga, fuck out of here, nigga. Not when people upload music, not one of us even thinking about blowing up or even thinking about winning a goddamn Grammy. Dare I blow up? Dare I win a Grammy? You will treat me like you treated Killer Mike and call me an industry plant. That's the first thing I need to start throwing around when someone that you don't even know blows up. Let's be real with that. And that makes me more don't want to fucking goddamn making this rap shit. Nor care. Makes me more don't give a fuck. Because God forbid I make a fucking music video and that shit fucking go viral. Now shit blows up. Haven't made a music video since Maverick. And if I make another one, it'll be too soon. And when I do, I'm only going to promote it a couple of times, let that shit rock, and that's it. I ain't trying to blow up off this shit, because God forbid I blow up. God forbid that happens. Ain't going to look too pretty. It's not going to look too pretty. It's going to be niggas looking like, bro, all they got to do is look at what the fuck you... The only thing they got to do is look at how the fuck you dress, and they automatically going to say your music is trash. That's how fucking retarded fans are, people are nowadays. When all they got to do is look at the fucking title of your song, look at the screenshot of your videos, look at how the fuck you're dressed, hear how the fuck you talk, and automatically say, I don't even like your fucking music. Hey, it'll go as far as saying, it'll go that deep. It's that simple. If it's that simple to call someone trash and have no, and never heard their music before, why the fuck do we care? If it's that simple, what? Coming back in. Whatever. Is why I can't get no damn air. It is what it is.